This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So, I was on air a few weeks ago reading four different studies from, again, very respected institutions of the connection of mRNA and it growing plaques in the brain, particularly if you already had plaques. So it really hits people that already have any type of problems with their brain from plaques. Once you have plaque, more plaque grows in it, which is really a protein crystal. Here's another big one, microbiology and infectious disease, COVID-19 RNA-based vaccines and the risk of prion disease. But you just saw John Oliver say that yours truly, Alex Jones, is just a complete liar that flies around in a jetpack spewing feces on people. Oh, how intellectual, how cute, how funny. China and India have banned the mRNA vaccines. But that's okay, because we're all just dumb Americans if we don't want to take it. I mean, that's checkmate. This is being banned all over the world. AstraZeneca is banned in 21 European countries alone, and Biden just dumped it on India. The blood clots attacking the proteins. Holy Toledo. Yeah, they've even got studies showing the graphics, showing it eating your brain cells, showing it attacking your heart cells. I mean, my God, this is super well known, but it's okay. The little cutesy movie star with his little twit accent looked down his nose at us. Here he is.
Man, Alex Jones is having a blast, isn't he? No one else has as much fun while making the world a worse place to live in. It's like he invented a jetpack that sprays everyone beneath him with human shit. But the thing is, there is absolutely no evidence or credible studies supporting any of what he just said. As for the claim that mRNA vaccines modify your DNA, it is very important to know that the vaccine's mRNA does not enter our genome.
Hit pause. Oh, it does its work. Hit pause. The Washington Post said so. The Washington Post said so. I've got all the papers, all the reports before a year ago saying, yes, it's genetic engineering. Yes, it changes your DNA, but get over it. But now it's, oh, no, we're not doing that. Continue.
Look, far from the cell's nucleus, which is where your DNA is. But the fear of what the vaccine contains or what it could do to you seems to be common. Some evangelicals are concerned that it contains cells from aborted fetuses, which it does not.
Pause again. That is a gigantic super whopper. Almost all of them do, and I just showed you last hour the articles. Continue.
Others worry that it could change the body's inner workings. You might have had a friend tell you that they are worried that the vaccines cause infertility. Those rumors were fueled by a blog post which falsely claimed that Pfizer's vaccine contained ingredients capable of training the female body to attack a protein that plays a crucial role in the development of the placenta. But a few things there. First,
it was Wolfgang Ludard, one of the head of the EU advisory board and the former chief executive of science at Pfizer, Dr. Yeadon, that put that in a huge emergency filing in the EU court December 1st. You lying monster Joseph Mengele apologist. Let's continue.
Experts say of that claim, it's a myth, it's inaccurate, there is no evidence to support it, and there is already pretty good proof that Pfizer's vaccine doesn't cause infertility.
Oh, stop again. That's the New York Times told us Saddam had WMDs. Oh, the one that said Giuliani was under Russian control, which now was totally fake. Oh, that one. Sorry, go ahead.
During the trials last year, multiple women became pregnant, and the only one who suffered a pregnancy loss was given the placebo. So it is just not true. And look for stories that you might see hyping up scary-sounding data from Bayer's, the Vaccine Adverse Event.
That's enough. Yeah, he goes, yeah, on purpose they did a stunt where somebody posted that he turned into the Hulk taking the shot to make fun of it. When people are posting real names or real people to die, we go check it. And then they put some disinfo in there to try to discredit the whole thing. All right, we're going to go to break. I want to get into the economy, but first I want to hit how they're going to try to criminalize not wanting to take these deadly poison gene therapies that were never even approved, that are banned all over the world, and they act like we're total kooks and like, well, of course every business is going to make you have it. Of course you'll be fired. Of course you've got to have it to come in the grocery store. Of course you've got to have it This is just outrageous. If we call its bluff, it's over. We submit, it only gets worse from here. As for me, I'm fighting back and never backing down. We'll be right back. Please keep us in your prayers. Last week, I had a caller to my radio/TV transmissions. And he said to me, he said, Alex, there's all these facts and all these numbers and vaccines being recalled and people dying from it and people getting sick. How do I reach out to my friends and family and explain to them and to warn them about the danger? And I said to him something very profound because it's so true. Trust your gut, trust your spirit. That's what the Bible tells us. And I said, ask those friends, those family, those neighbors, do you feel good about this vaccine? And his answer was, no, they don't feel good about it. So go with your gut. Well, let me ask you again. How's your gut feel about getting storable food? How's your gut feel about getting out in the countryside? How's your gut feel about getting guns and ammo to protect yourself? Well, I know what your gut's telling you. We have the best storable food at the highest quality at the lowest prices you're going to find. 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now or PrepareWithAlex.com. Go with your gut and fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now into hour number two. And I'm simply asking you to stand up and be counted. Crank it up for what you are about to receive. We are putting out the truth, ladies and gentlemen. We are standing against the bullies and the tyrants. Hundreds of millions of dollars have been spent by the Rockefeller Foundation, the IBM Foundation, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, to buy up all the major health departments of the world. But it's backfired in the last 5 years. It's been going on for about 30 intensely. It really was set in motion in earnest in 1974 with State Department Memorandum 200 that was later declassified in 1979 as U.S. government policy to carry out depopulation, not just here, but worldwide. And it followed the British plan on population. There's a full report breaking that down on band.video if you want to see it and share it with folks. It's a 12-minute video in the report, and we shot it last night, and it's got clips and all the documents, the admissions of Bill Gates being a eugenicist for depopulation, him receiving awards for depopulation. It's titled Learn the Secrets of Bill and Melinda Gates' Divorce from Alex Jones. And we stayed up here till late last night to get that out to you. It's a very, very important report because he's just the front man for all this. And I'll give you the good news, as I said last hour, the fact that Pfizer has been kicked out of China and kicked out of India saying it doesn't work and it's dangerous, that's checkmate for John Oliver. That's checkmate for Chuckie Schumer. That's checkmate for all these globalists that want to sit up there and go, this is crazy. It's totally safe, totally tested. No one's ever gotten hurt at all. It's wonderful. When they're lying to you, they're gaslighting you. And then you've got other major vaccine makers, not just Merck, but a whole bunch of them pulling out and going, you can't make a vaccine for the common cold that works. And the way that we've been asked by the UN and by the federal government and by the CDC of what they want the vaccine to do, because they tell them what they want to accelerate something, they go, this will attack proteins in the body. And so when prestigious scientists come out from across the world that head up major EU advisory boards, you name it. I mean, the former chief scientist at Pfizer went public and said, this is going to attack people's proteins in their brain, their heart, their uteruses, you name it. Any fast-growing cells have this protein. John Oliver goes, well, look at this. They got it off a blog post. My imitation of him is not very good. It's all made up from Alex Jones in his poo-poo jetpack. They actually said that.
Look, I got a green tie. I'm an intellectual. Leftist think someone with a low-class English accent is a rocket scientist.
I mean, he's got the accent of a guy that'll steal your watch when you're in downtown London. So that's who these sniveling criminals are. And he is a criminal. He takes money from Bill Gates. HBO takes money from Bill Gates. All these programs are paid for. So remember that. And go read the article. Former Pfizer VP blows the lid off vaccine scheme. Entirely possible this will be used for massive scale depopulation. Close quote. So I want to play a few minutes of Tucker Carlson. It's a whole 16-minute report. He did an excellent job. He's getting more hardcore on the issue. Who are these people saying what you've got to put in your body? Who are these people saying your body, their choice? Who are these people now on everywhere, former presidents and all these talk shows, Republican, Democrats, saying, you better take it. We're going to bully you. We're going to make you. You don't have a choice. Yes, vaccine passports. Yes, government's going to make you do it. States like Hawaii, governments like Canada, the UK, they're like, yeah, you know what? We are going to make you do it. You're not going to have a job or leave if you don't do it. Everybody else is locked up till you all do it. And we're going to say it's all your fault when you don't submit. More divide and conquer. This is such a criminal enterprise. And you've got all these same big pharma companies that gave you OxyContin and all these other poisons that Frank Luntz made all that money off of, lecturing you that you're not allowed to criticize them. And there's big tech that merged with big pharma, censoring everybody, including members of the British and Australian and U.S. government, governors, members of parliament, members of Congress, senators are censored when they're interviewing medical doctors in testimony because big tech has committed a huge crime against humanity that violates the Geneva Convention and the Nuremberg Code and the Helsinki Code of illegal experimentation. These people are in a lot of trouble. Major vaccine makers pulled out saying it doesn't work as criminal. They got cold feet because, let me tell you, I'd have cold feet if I was them. This is a major assault. This will be known as big as World War II when it all comes out. These people will hang for this or will be defeated. We're going to lose to this or they're going to be hung by a judge, jury, the whole thing. I mean, this is Nuremberg stuff, ladies and gentlemen. You are in the middle of a biological warfare attack. All right, here's some of Tucker last night. I'm going to hit the economic news next segment.
Not mean that they are dangerous, and we are not claiming the coronavirus vaccines are dangerous. But we are telling the truth, which is there are unresolved concerns about their long-term effects on some people, including their effects on female fertility. That is not a conspiracy theory. That is true. It's an honest question, what's the long-term effect, that no one so far has been able to answer. And it's not simply being asked by partisans. It's being asked by practicing physicians. Catherine Lee, for example, is a research fellow in the Division of Public Health Sciences at Washington University in St. Louis. Lee doesn't seem like a partisan Republican or a QAnon adherent or a crank. She gladly took the coronavirus vaccine. She seems to support the coronavirus vaccine strongly. But then in herself, she noticed unexpected effects on her menstrual cycle. Quote, it wasn't a symptom that was on the list, Lee said. I expected that my arm would be sore or that I might have a fever or headache, but this just wasn't on the list. Kate Clancy, another scientist who studies female fertility at the University of Illinois, reported that she had the same symptoms after she got the vaccine, and she wrote about it in some detail on Twitter. You can look it up. After she did write about it, dozens of other women wrote in about similar experiences they had had after getting the vaccine. None of these symptoms had been described in the medical literature. The reason? The clinical trials for the vaccines never tested for the effects on the female menstrual cycle or for fertility or on pregnant women. So maybe the symptoms amount to nothing. That's often the case. Maybe they amount to something. We don't know. The fact is, we can't say what the long-term effects of this vaccine will be on women, including pregnant women. Honest people admit this. Every scientist knows it. According to a recent study published in the New England Journal of Medicine, quote, more longitudinal follow-up, including follow-up of large numbers of women vaccinated earlier in pregnancy, is necessary to inform maternal, pregnancy, and infant outcomes. In other words, at this point, and there's no changing this because it's true, we just don't know. Again, that does not mean the coronavirus vaccine is dangerous. There is no proof that it's dangerous. But there doesn't need to be.
Well, he had more of that coming up, and he's using basic reverse psychology on him. He's like, well, if the vaccine works, why do I got to wear a mask? Or, oh, a lot of these women that are scientists having these bad menstrual cycles, why are 80-year-old women suddenly having them again? Because it attacks your uterus, and that's what Wolfgang Wudarg, and that's what Dr. Yidan all said in December it would probably do, because it's the same protein that's in the virus spike that is in a woman's uterine lining. Isn't it funny that everything Bill Gates does, he's been called all over the world, leads to infertility when he says he wants to kill everybody? Isn't that just interesting? Yeah, there's the actual scientific report, emergency filing, medical studies to the EU. But, oh, John Oliver just said we just made it up. He just said, you know, Jones just read some blog post, and he just lied. He's a horrible person. He really enjoys this. Yeah, I enjoy having death threats and being sued, having the globals come after us and taking our bank accounts away and watching everybody get killed in front of me. It's really fun, John Oliver. No, it's not fun for me. You're projecting. You enjoy being a little elitist and feeding on humanity, you monster. You are Joseph Mengele's hand boy. You're his little minion, his little helper, his little towel boy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Oh, baby, I'm gonna teach you what love's all about tonight. Trust me, honey, everything's gonna be all right.
Welcome back, Alex Jones here. You know, a few weeks ago, Tucker Carlson started coming out criticizing the push for forced inoculations. And he went on to say, everybody wearing these masks, like little kids wear them. I see like people with two-year-old children wearing them, people's dogs wearing them in Austin, the more liberal areas. It's just a sacrament of how good they are and how dirty, you know, the rest of us are. He said, you know, go up and tell them that's abusing your child. And the studies show that. I've got an article here where a teacher got suspended for saying it's abusive to make elementary school students wear these. It's a cult. And it's a sign of their subservience. But they lied to us about the numbers COVID was killing. They put people that died of other things in the COVID column. They killed a bunch of people with ventilators and sending people that were sick into the nursing homes. This has been a big orchestrated test of the UN and Big Pharma to control the planet. And I told you it'll never end. And I told you they'll claim they're going to get rid of the restrictions. They'll barely release them partway and then clamp them back down. And now I got stacks of articles where the UN's saying, oh, we need a lockdown for the flu this winter. I've got it all right here. And oh, don't worry, the boosters are going to be a patch. We've got them all ready. We've got patches that also let us know you've been vaccinated. The patch will be on your body now. Oh, where'd I hear that? CBS News. So they're just racing ahead with this, and then I got poleaxed. Like, I've been hitting the head with a 2x4 when I came in this morning and read Mercola's article that's on Infowars.com, posted under the live feed of the show, where he quotes the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation spokesperson saying, we will take them out as terrorists, we will shut them down, and we're not just going to arrest them, we're going to frustrate their operations. And then he started getting death threats and stuff a few weeks after this report came out. And a bunch of others. So he said, fine, I'm going to take down what's admitted scientific fact about vitamin D, vitamin C, and zinc, and ivermectin, and hydroxychloroquine. And you know, in places like Chicago and New York, people going to the hospital, they won't give them zinc or ivermectin or any of it. They're murderers. They go, oh, sorry, there's no approved treatment except vaccines. Because we were told day one, a year ago, by the UN, it would be that way, and it's still that way. I expect they'll next say there's no proven treatment for dehydration. We've got this synthetic thing we call coagular. We're like, hey, water is what you need. No, UN doesn't say that water is good for dehydration. Coagular is the only thing made by Bill and Melinda Gates. I mean, that's how this works. Any idiot knows this is a fraud. But they have paid off, we now know, in the U.S. alone, tens of thousands of people, even with 100,000 followers on Facebook or Twitter. Hey, how'd you like $3,000, $5,000, $10,000 to say you took the shot and you loved it? And the people email back, they've gone online, a lot of them, and go, okay, but what if I don't want to take it? Well, don't worry about that. Just say you've taken it and tell people how much you love it. We'll give you half the payment now, the other half once we see the report. because they know you trust average people. So they censor us. They censor regular medical doctors. They censor scientists. They censor now even the internet conferencing sites. This was in the news yesterday, are finding out, what are you going to talk about with a group of doctors? Well, we've got 100 doctors signed up and nurses, and they want to talk about organizing what they're going to do, what they're seeing with their patients. Oh, no, is it UN approved? Well, we have medical degrees. We want to meet. Oh, you can't meet. I mean, you can't go outside and meet and can't go to a hotel and meet because of COVID. And you can't meet online. Sorry. We don't let you meet because we're liberal. But you can listen to John Oliver tell you how great it is. How's that sound? So let me show you some headlines here. Overhead shot, please. For radio listeners, I'll read them. Your COVID vaccine booster is coming as a patch and a pill, or might come with your flu shot. It says the booster shot's, you know, it's the new patch with the glass in it. Why I'm recovering, why I'm removing all articles related to vitamin D, C, zinc, and COVID-19, Dr. Mercola, and the whole Bill Melinda Gates group says we're going to start using the military and CIA on people as anti-extremism terror forces. And then he got attacked and death threatened, a bunch of stuff happened, and so he's that's it. Here's the actual report. The disinformation dozen. Why platforms must act on 12 leading online anti-vaxxers. Of course, they've already censored the living hell out of them, but now it's paramilitary. That's what Mercola says. Emergency Tuesday broadcast. Bill Gates Foundation calls for CIA, this military, to silence anti-vaxxers. Wow. And we've got the whole Mercola situation under that there for you. Who calls for another $45 billion to vaccinate most adults across the globe? It's all about the Benjamins. John Oliver attacks Tucker Carlson, Alex Jones, Joe Rogan, and more. He says everybody should take it. Everybody loves it. No deaths, no problems. India bans the Pfizer. China bans the Pfizer. But again, that's total checkmate right there. You know. But they're not going to take it, but you need to. And here they are admitting fetal cells are in it. But that's from USA Today and CHOP.edu. But John Oliver says it's not true. A history of vaccine safety concerns at CDC. Even their whitewash is incredible. Yeah, we gave 90 million people cancer viruses that killed a bunch. Yeah, we gave people Guillain-Barre's and brain damage. Yeah, we gave people it just goes on with a whole bunch of stuff for you there. Cancer risk associated with simian virus 40, contaminated polio vaccines. Polio vaccine, simian 40, and human cancer. The epidemiological evidence for causal association, nature.com, their finding is, it gave millions of people cancer. Whole bunch of types of cancer. 30% increase of that. 90% increase of this. I mean, it just goes on and on. Not read for yourself, But John Oliver says it's not true. It goes on and on. The most important decisions parents will ever make, whether or not to vaccinate their children. Excellent piece by West Price Foundation. Oh, but don't worry. He's not a supervillain. Bill Gates' venture aims to spray dust into the atmosphere via jet fuel, patented, he told you about 15 years ago, 20 years ago, to block the sun. What could go wrong? Bill Gates warns the next pandemic could be 10 times worse. Better do what he says right now. That's just some of the news. Oh, and look what else is coming out. Evidence reveals that military team collaborated with lab where COVID-19 pandemic originated to create weaponized system. And Alex, it's not that deadly. If you don't have your normal vitamins and minerals, you're dead. It has incredible gain of function. It's a real virus, a souped-up cold virus. Okay? Fact check. While vaccines contain human DNA, there is no link to cancer, USA Today says. And then I just showed you a bunch of stuff about them giving you cancer through vaccines from going back to the 50s right through to now on the CDC's own website. But look, USA Today goes, yes, there's human DNA. Yes, we use fetal parts. But so that's USA Today, John Oliver. Governor DeSantis signs legislation banning the use of vaccine passports in Florida. That's a good start. Lecturer warns lockdown restrictions will return whether there's a harsh flu season. Paul Joseph Watson out of the UK. School nurse who said masks were harmful to students suspended. Texas nurse fired for refusing COVID vaccine. Cultural divide. Libs keep wearing masks despite repeal of mandates. Swimming pool tells swimmers to exhale underwater not to look or talk at others. It's not a cult or anything. Oh, I got a couple more stacks of that and a lot more. I'm going to get the economic terrorism news, though, that I just mentioned when we come back. Hey, you're a terrorist if you don't take the shot, and Bill Gates wants you killed.
14 months ago, I began to say on the broadcast every day, when the first world collapses, the third world dies. We have such a complex civilization with so many billions of moving parts that when you shut down the first world, it causes a chain reaction that will devastate the third world and really hurt the first world. Well, now you're hearing about gas shortages all over the United States. And that's because the companies and the systems and the drivers that could barely get the job done before delivering gas have been shut down. Plus, the Keystone Pipeline has been shut down, along with other pipelines. The left is now blowing up dams across the U.S. We're being shut down. Our coal power plants are off as well. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare to be a total slave. The third world is imploding as well. The borders have been removed. Until you wake up, this is a globalist Chi-Com takeover, Great Reset, you have no hope. They're announcing that there will be less than two-thirds of the gas needed this summer. So they told you that you're under lockdown one way or another, and CNN laughed at you and your family.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Upside down right now. I was during the break, they walked in and handed me a new article from Fox News, WUSA 9, and right out of the local DC newspaper as well. Get ready for this. I just told you about how in Spain and the UK they say, do not look at people, turn your head. It's just more cult control. Stand on one leg, stand on your head, stand with your finger in your nose. I mean, it's all just cult programming.
to see what orders you'll follow, to see what you'll do. Because who would get rid of freedom? Who would get rid of prosperity? They've got to get you to do ridiculous things, like say a man can have a pap smear when he has male genitals. He doesn't have a cervix. He doesn't have a vagina. The UK government has fired nurses and doctors that will not do pap smears on a man's penis. Well, it's the same thing here. D.C. mayor bans dancing at weddings. They're never going to reopen their blue cities until they fully collapse. That's why New York is a dead, rotting apple now. Because once everybody goes bankrupt and once everybody sells for pennies on the dollar, then the globalists will do a little bit of loosening the restrictions. In a city where dancing is forbidden, not even a teenager with a rebellious spirit can save D.C. couples reeling from the Capitol's latest COVID guidelines. Notice it's guidelines. It's not really a law, but we all follow it, so there you go. Seemingly ripped straight from the plot of Footloose, Washington, D.C.'s new social distancing rules ban standing and dancing at weddings. The sudden announcement made just as wedding season kicks off has blindsided couples getting ready to tie the knot. Hey, don't get married in a blue jurisdiction. Blue jurisdictions are psychotic control freak command bases. It's the same thing in Australia, same thing in the UK. Do not dance. Remember what Newsom said? Do not sing at church. 25% capacity, do not sing. But Black Lives Matter can burn and shoot and loot. The Democrats put a fake study out saying it lowered COVID when they marched. You know, that doesn't make sense. It's like YouTube giving itself an award for fighting for free speech. It's about gaslighting you. It's a psychological operation. So that's what we're talking about here, ladies and gentlemen. Wear a mask when you swim. Don't look at people when you walk down the street. It's all over the world, from Australia to the UK to Democrat cities and globalist cities in Canada. CDC says Americans should ditch singing and loud music, alcohol for holidays due to pandemic. That's right. It's the new religion, and the left loves complying. Starts out with, don't say the N-word. Well, I don't say the N-word. And then next, oh, don't say mother, father. Oh, don't sing. Oh, wear a mask underwater. Why? Because I'm in control. I'm a crazy control freak. And Bill Gates is your doctor. Sure, he talks about he wants to kill you and holds a secret billionaire club group with the UN on how to set up world government, sterilize you. And, yeah, he wants microchips in you, but you're not supposed to, even when you get the new microchips coming out in 2 months and the new patches they've announced to CBS News, don't call it that. It's a subdermal micro-tracing system. Okay. Oh, they're not calling them vaccine passports now. They're calling them Freedom Pass in Chicago, like the Freedom Bracelets in Israel that track you. Oh, liberal. So let me do this. I've got this huge news about the ties of Mercola where they're officially announcing, if we say you're a Russian spy, no judge, no jury, we're going to kill you, actually. And that's why they said Giuliani is run by Russians. No proof. Now they admit it's all fake. They don't care. And now they're saying, oh, if we say you're an anti-vaxxer, you're a terrorist, too. And Biden signed an executive order saying he'll take everything you've got. Well, let him go ahead and do it. Let him accelerate it. But they are mad dogs because no one's stopping them. The Justice Department's so good at suppressing gun owners and churches and Christians, but they're all a bunch of lawyers that just bow to the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, and Bill Gates. And so that's why things are getting worse and worse and worse and worse by the minute. And the news I mentioned yesterday but didn't really get to, now there's even more news on that front, and I'm going to cover this when we start the next hour, and that is the worldwide economic collapse that we now have got a good gauge on how bad it's going to be and when it's going to start unfolding. So this is a dead reckoning I'm going to give you, but it's very, very important to start the next hour. And then we're also going to look at the big stack of sex trafficking pedophile news that's out today. And, of course, everything I told you years ago is now being confirmed. Folks, even it was trending again on Twitter yesterday, an article from like 3 years ago where I said Harvey Weinstein is involved raping women. That wasn't out at the time. And I said it's part of a cult where they brand women and tie them up with the Democrats and then starve them to death. And, of course, I'd been told about the cult. Now, you know, it is NXIVM, but that's only one branch. And, of course, now it's all come out that that's happening right now. So they're really mad at me, and I'm glad the Huffington Post attacked me for it. Alex Jones' Harvey Weinstein comments are vile beyond belief. And I told women, don't be part of these cults, because a lot of times they'll actually kill you. And so there's that article, but it ties in with former Democrat Oregon's House Speaker arrested in sex trafficking sting. And we've got German police find giant new pedophile ring and so much more. But first, let's go ahead and go to this newest Darren McBreen report, Vax Pass, Access to Freedom. It's on Band.Video.
The city of Chicago wants you to get your vaccine passport, but they don't want you to call it a vaccine passport. No, they would rather you simply call it a city pass that gives residents discounts and free admissions to museums.
You know, I wasn't looking at the clock right. I don't usually mess up like that. I went to that 15 seconds late. I'm going to play that at the start of the next segment. So let me go ahead and just start hitting this right now. Again, I already got into quite a bit of this earlier, but I want to show you the dovetailing. This is the article here, why I'm removing all articles related to vitamins D, C, zinc, and COVID-19. Dr. Mercola and the Bill and Melinda Gates founded group and 20 attorney generals are calling for counterterrorism measures to be used to take him out, to take out the other 11 people, including Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. You're like, man, that doesn't even sound real. Well, there's the report right there. Where they say it all, now he's getting death threats and really serious things that are so intense and so real. I know what happened to Dr. Group and others and myself. And so they're now calling him up, letting him know that he's been followed and things like that, and that they're going to kill his family, and that's the standard deal. He talks about threats on he and his family, so that's the standard deal. So he's just like, listen, this is too mafia. I'm pulling this stuff down, and the country's basically gone. So that's a very, very serious situation. But that ties into this. Biden executive order strips Americans of their rights if they directly or indirectly aid Russia. And the Southern Poverty Law Center, the Democratic Party, the ADL, or a consortium of private research groups, if they say you don't even know you're helping Russians with no proof, you then lose your bank accounts, your right to travel, you put on no-fly list. And finally, they're saying they will frustrate your operations using the U.S. Army. I guess that means kill you. So here's another one. New York Times, NBC, and Washington Post retract claim that FBI warned Rudy Giuliani he was target of Russian influence operation. None of that was true, but they don't care. Now he's been raided. And then that ties in to all the rest of this. So that's how they operate. They're the globalists getting rid of the country. They're the globalists attacking our families, our borders, our dollar, our very nation, our health. Notice, India and China and everybody else won't take the mRNA vaccine. They're like, it's illegal. It's a test. It killed animals in the studies because they did previous studies. That's why they didn't do official animal studies, because they knew in the real studies they did that it actually killed a bunch of animals. That was one thing John Oliver got right. He's like, they've been studying this for decades. That's why they were actually able to warp speed it. Well, yeah, they had it on the shelf. Exactly. Which shows how bad it is. So that is absolutely out of control. Yes, China doesn't yet have an mRNA shot of its own and isn't accepting ours. They just attenuate the virus as a classical vaccine. So, again, this is all a giant test. So if India has banned it, China won't take it, why are we weird to say we don't trust it when Bill Gates says he wants to depopulate us, who died and made him our doctor? All right, we'll go to that special report right out of the break when we come back. Then I'm going to hit the economic news that is so incredibly important as well. And so much more with a special guest at the bottom of the hour, next hour. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Serving with
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And folks, I know I'm harping on the so-called vaccines because the deaths are mounting, the illnesses are mounting, the white papers, the reports are coming out. What the top scientists predicted last year is coming true with the brain damage and the heart attacks and the blood clots, and the vaccines are being banned all over the world. But in our media, they go, you dumb Americans, it's totally safe. Everybody must take it, because they really do think we're stupid. You've got to let people know these vaccines are being banned all over the world, and they're being dumped on us here in the United States. It's really important. And again, everywhere, all these Democrat cities are rolling it out. Hawaii is rolling it out. New York's rolling it out. London's rolling it out. And they said, oh, we're not going to do vax passes because they didn't want to get opposition formed. They were always planning it. That's a military tactic. When you're attacking somebody, to tell them, I'm not attacking you. I'm not attacking you. And so here's the report. It's at band.video. Just went live. Vax pass, access to freedom. And I love Mick Green. He's a great editor, great researcher. He did a great report. But I know it's a sarcastic headline, but maybe put access to freedom or access to slavery. The global technological elite have launched a massive propaganda campaign to guilt Americans into getting the COVID vaccine in order to return to basic normalcy. They hold us hostage, but you never get back to normalcy. And you look at these creepy medical workers, and now they admit we're holding you hostage. And that's the talking point. I mean, this is what bad guys do. What was that show that was on MTV back when MTV was still popular? It was like a comedy show. And there's a scene with like SS officers on the Eastern Front. And they go, you know, we wear black uniforms. We've got skulls on. And we kill innocent people. Maybe we're the baddies. Maybe we're the baddies. Maybe it was on another channel. Was it Mr. Show? I don't remember. It's like 15, 20 years old. But yeah, there it is. But there's BBC. In fact, after we play this report, we'll actually play that. And they'll remind me what the name of the show is. But, I mean, come on, guys. This is textbook. This is ridiculous. And the guy running it famously says he wants to depopulate the earth and releases GMO mosquitoes and wants to black the sun out. But the program I told you about 25 years ago, now declassified. They add barium salt, aluminum oxide to jet fuel, and it aerosolizes nuclei in the sky.
Hey, Alex, it's science. That's water vapor.
Yes, I know that water crystals form them as well, but they dissipate. These are forming nuclei to form large clouds to block up the sun. It's official. They now admit we were right again. There's giant, out-of-control, secret projects going on, bigger than the Manhattan Project. Now there's a sterilization, depopulation program to make us allergic to our own bodies and have our bodies attack us. They're giving us an autoimmune response to our own protein. God Almighty, help us. Please, Lord. The hospitals were empty. The death tolls were 0.1% of what they said. It was all a lie. Admit you were conned. Stop submitting to the fraud. Here's a report. Vax pass access to slavery. Here it is.
The city of Chicago wants you to get your vaccine passport, but they don't want you to call it a vaccine passport. No, they would rather you simply call it a city pass that gives residents discounts and free admissions to museums.
A really exciting development here to have these vaccine passports.
And if there is a concert you'd like to attend, you won't be turned away at the gate as long as you have your city pass.
Woohoo! You want to be part of the fun? Get vaccinated.
You heard her. Chicago's top doc, Allison Arwady, revealed some new details today about plans to encourage people to get vaccinated ahead of summer.
We're interested in thinking about ways to incentivize people to get the vaccine.
Chicago's top doc, Allison Arwady, says the city is evaluating what's called a Vax Passport that will debut next month, allowing those who got the shots to enjoy concerts and other events.
In Chicago, the public health commissioner just introduced a Vax Pass, which residents can use to gain access to summer concerts.
If you've been vaccinated, there could be concert tickets with your name on it.
Chicago health officials not the only ones saying prove you've been vaccinated.
A green check mark on your profile ID means you're good to go. And this is being promoted as the end of the coronavirus lockdowns. You can go back to restaurants and your bars and movie theaters. They're all going to open back up again to full capacity. And all they got to do is make sure that everyone inside or everyone that enters has proof that they got the vaccine and that it can be verified at the door with the app.
This is the NHS app. Soon, this could be used to prove that someone has been vaccinated or recently tested for COVID, allowing them to travel internationally.
As Chicago opens the COVID vaccine to more people today, the federal government is working behind the scenes on a vaccine passport. It works by showing a barcode on your phone or a printout to prove you've been vaccinated. DePaul University professor Greg Klugman says there should be a universal one used worldwide.
If the WHO came out with, you know, the definitive app that would be recognized all over the world, that would make life easiest for all of us.
Come on! There are no vaccine passports. That's insane. It's Alex Jones stuff.
Hey, you need to get your shots. You're not going to be allowed to have a job or travel. And yes, we're going to have an international vaccine passport that's standardized by the UN that China already proposed a year ago. And so it doesn't matter what your government does. These companies and corporations and others aren't going to let you do it unless you accept the standardized global system.
Vaccine passports, proof that you've gotten the dose, turning from a public health must to a potential fast track to doing just about anything.
Access to sports and entertainment venues, restaurants, travel, just to name a few.
What is a very promising approach to successfully promoting vaccine
reopening society, increasing freedom for many Americans.
The moment of freedom for you is when you get vaccinated, when you reach the two-week mark. These are people who otherwise might not be vaccinated, so let's give them that incentive.
People should require friends to be vaccinated to attend the barbecues and the birthday parties they host. If we want to convince the unvaccinated to do their part, is the best approach to show them those who have had their shots are still wearing masks, or would displays of our foregone freedoms in a pre-COVID world be more effective messaging? That's the carrot.
The city of Chicago also unveiling plans for what they call Vax Relax. That means that residents that have been vaccinated could receive incentives like free haircuts and even manicures.
So they lock you up, teach you to be prisoners, and then once you come out, the whole world's a prison planet. I got a website called prisonplanet.com. That's their plan. Vax pass, access to freedom is slavery. Let's add it to the headline. Access to freedom is creation of prison planet. Now, the show was called Peep Show. It was produced by the BBC, but it did air some on MTV. And so this is probably 20 years old, but here's a parallel on the Nazis not knowing they were the bad guys until very, very late in the war. And the Democrats and the globalists think they're the good guys until they find out it's really all a giant lie. And it only gets more authoritarian the more they submit. But most of them, again, have Stockholm syndrome, learned helplessness. They cannot admit they're in trouble. That is the hallmark of a sheep or a slave. Here it is.
Very well. They're coming. Now we'll see how these Russians deal with a crack SS division.
Hans?
Have courage, my friend.
Yeah. Hans, I've just noticed something.
These communists are all cowards.
Have you looked at our caps recently?
Our caps?
The badges on our caps. Have you looked at them?
What? No. A bit.
They've got skulls on them. Have you noticed that our caps have actually got little pictures of skulls on them?
I don't, so.
Hans, are we the baddies?
Let's see. We should be able to hold them at this point here, at least for a few hours.
I mean, why skulls, though?
What?
Why skulls?
Well, maybe they're the skulls of our enemies.
Maybe. But is that how it comes across? I mean, it doesn't say next to the skull, you know, yeah, we killed him, but trust us, this guy was horrid.
Well, no, but...
Now, again, this is a silly little piece. Bill Gates says he wants to depopulate you. Just type in billionaires meet in secret to stop overpopulation. They want world government. They want to track you with all these new world government systems from the UN. They're totally ruthless. They're tied to Jeffrey Epstein. But we're just going to submit to them. I'm going to go to break. I want to remind all the listeners again, we have one more day of Ultimate Turmeric Formula at 50% off because I've been so busy, I didn't cut ads this morning to launch the new specials. So they'll launch tomorrow. But a bunch of big specials in today. The big one is Ultimate Turmeric Formula for your immune system, for your joints, for your anti-inflammatory support, for flexibility support. It's amazing. People love it. 4.9 stars, 97% reviews. Infowarsstore.com, 50% off. Also, VasoBeats, great for your heart and liver. It's 50% off. And a bunch of other specials. And Endgame, only 1 week left to get it on a super discount and be part of Operation Endgame. It's all at Infowarsstore.com. Funding the pro-human revolution against the globalists. Stick with us.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.